Hey folks, Dan Froh here for your opening bell for September 2nd, 2025. So this week I am in Florida, but I am working. So if you're concerned on what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks, I will be coming to you every day to figure that out. So in today's video, we're going to talk about is we were throwing a curveball over the weekend. A federal court came in and said the tariffs that President Trump put on are now unconstitutional and we might have to return the money. Yeah, return the money. We're going to focus in on that because that's what's causing the markets to do this right now. Dow Jones and the NASDAQ are both down 300 points, and we also have mortgage rates spiking right now. So we're going to go over this news, the economic data for the week, and figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance, or you could be a realtor, you could be a mortgage person like myself, and I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because I have a slogan, and it's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'm going to give you that information at the end of this video. Let's get to this week's news. So here's what we're seeing in the news right now. CNBC comes out and says Trump's tariffs heading to the U.S. Supreme Court might just be a start of a long battle. Well, here's what's going on. They're saying right now that this is unconstitutional, what he did. Well, let's think of it two ways. One, we already have the Secretary of the Treasury, Bessent, saying, well, we already have a plan B. And then the next piece of this is President Trump kind of has the Supreme Court pact on his side. So even if it goes to the Supreme Court, I think this is going to upstand. So this will be a rocky road and another speed bump on our journey to figure out what's going on with rates. But that's what the big news is for today. You go over to the markets and here's what we're seeing. We got the Dow Jones down 400. NASDAQ. Well, this is the un-Cinderella story that I always talk about. You know, when I come in each day and it's like, oh, these are all up. This is down. Well, look at today's news. Dow Jones down 400 points. NASDAQ down 370 points. Oil up over, well, it's getting close to $65 a barrel, folks. You know how I feel about that. And we have bond yields up. So let's get over to the news. So here's the economic calendar we have for the day. And then I'm going to go over for the week as well, because I didn't go over with you over the weekend. I apologize. I was traveling. But what I've been trying to do on Fridays is give you the itinerary for the following week so you can go through and say, okay, what days might be good or bad to lock? Okay, so let's get over to the news that we have right now. So when you're going through Monday, I hope you guys enjoyed your Labor Day day off. Hopefully you got a day off. Tuesday, here's what we got. Manufacturing PMI, construction spending, ISM manufacturing PMI. We'll go through these and see how those are affecting the market, but I think the big news right now is tariffs and the markets. So I don't think this news on today's really anything going to upset the apple cart here. Now let's go over to Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Now this is when the data starts to come in that the Federal Reserve is really interested in, because here's the data that their Federal Reserve focuses in on to control this rate right through here. This is the federal funds rate they control. Everybody's saying, even I'm saying right now, this thing's way overpriced. So the federal funds rate should be about 100 basis points less than where we are right now, and then those cuts are going to start. But here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, they look at inflation, they look at the PCE. This is the number that came in last week. The number was a little bit hot, but it wasn't skyrocketing based on the tariff news that we were expecting. Okay, so now we're focusing in on the unemployment rate and GDP. GDP came in just recently, it came in at 3.3, up from 3. Up previously from -0.5. So great news on GDP. Now the unemployment rate just came in. Well, it's coming in this week. That's what we're going to focus in on. So far in the last, let's say, week, we got the PCE came in right as expected. We got GDP that came in higher than expected, which is great news. And then we got the unemployment rate coming in this week. Let's go over to the economic calendar to see that. Okay, so here's what we see. On Wednesday, we have factory orders, the JOLT index, how many job openings and labor transfers are. This is going to tell us, hey, are people moving around? Are they able to find jobs? This will give us a little bit of a bead on the jobs market. More data is coming in on Thursday from ADP. I hate ADP's payroll numbers. They're never right, and they're consistently way, way off. Okay, so we'll focus in on this because the markets do in general. Then we got continued jobless claims. We'll focus in on that. And initial jobless claims. This is basically the claims that come in every week. Okay, well, what we got coming in this week as well is right down through here. Let's keep scrolling. And now here's the government numbers. Not ADP, not any artificial or made-up numbers. Here's the, well, maybe the government is making up these numbers, but I'm going to take these for fact. So let's get over. Friday's the data that we really want to see. Average hour earnings. How much are people making? Are they staying up with the inflation numbers? Average hour earnings. non-farm payroll and the unemployment rate, which is the unemployment rate and the U6, the underemployed. So they're expecting the unemployment rate to tick from 4.2 to 4.3. I'm still saying that's a pretty good job market, but we're gonna see how these numbers come in. So it's gonna start by on Thursday. We'll get ADP rate payroll numbers. That will give us some inkling, initial jobless claims, continued jobless claims, and then Friday. This is where the markets are really holding on and waiting for, because this is giving us how much people are earning, how many hours they're making, how many people are actually working. So that's the goal. That's the biggest data that we have coming in this week, other than what's going to go on with this tariff stuff. So if you didn't lock in, folks, again, like I always say, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, because what we're going to see today is a little boost up in rates. I don't think it's going to be anything major. When we started the day, here's what happened. When this number goes down, what you guys have to realize is this is a mortgage bond. So if you follow my channel normally or on a consistent basis, you understand how this works. But let's go over to you to show you how bonds are working. If you talk to a lot of people on what's going on with mortgage rates, they'll say, oh, well, what's going on with the 10-year treasury? Well, let's scrap that. That's old news. Let's go over to here. We want to check out what's going on with mortgage rates. Let's check out the mortgage bond. Okay, but the problem we have with the mortgage bond is right through here. This gives us the price of the bond. When you go over the 10-year, it's like, okay, 4.28. Well, that's a rate. This is the price. So what you have to do is basically say, okay, if the price of this is doing this, what's going on with interest rates? Well, let me make it simple for you. Right through here. If the price is going down, like you're seeing right here, rates are going up. This was a big move. And look, we also had it tick up, but we're still down 16. So this was down at least 20, 25 points. So when this goes down, rates go up. So we're going to see a little bit higher rates today based off of this, well, the headline news. But I think as the headlines get absorbed, the market stabilized. We came off a long weekend, so I think a lot of traders are positioning themselves to, you know, get back in the groove of things. I think we're going to see, you know, basically the market's starting to stabilize a little bit this week, because I don't think this news right through here should really upset the apple cart or upset the market. So that's my thought there. Went through the calendar, went through the Federal Reserve with a monitor. Now let's get over to the economic calendar on, well, the earnings report. As companies are bringing in their earnings, I want to show you those earnings as they come in. So we started watching this about 3 or 4 weeks ago when the S&P 500, the majority of stocks came in and they were posting their earnings. I wanted to see how the earnings report looked. Are they doing good? Are they doing bad? Because if you look at their earnings and their earnings per share and their revenue and it really starts to plummet, well, that's not good news for us, folks. That means the economy is slowing down. They're going to have to not hire as many people, and that's going to spiral the economy downward. That's what don't want. We just want stability right now. So what we would focus in on today, there's only 3 earnings reports coming out, but at least we have something. We go over to here, and one so far reported earnings per share. They actually exceeded expectations on revenue. They missed on revenue, but they exceeded on the earnings per share. So if you see through here, there were earnings, revenue was down 3%, but their earnings per share was up 16%. So that's what we focus in on as well. So we focus in on the equity markets, the bond markets. Let's go over to where cryptocurrency is rate faring right now, and I don't know how that's doing. Let's go over to here. Oh, it's up 109. This was down, I don't know what it was, but it was 120 about 2-3 weeks ago. So that's cryptocurrency is doing okay today. That's giving me a risk trade. That's, you know, there's still a risk trade on there, but that's not really giving us that much guidance. We look at the broader markets to find that out, and we got the Dow Jones tumbling over 400 points. Not a good start to the week, folks, but tune in later this afternoon. We'll be doing a live event, Stock Talk Tuesday, so I'm going to go over stocks with you. I'll be posting all these this afternoon so you can see and follow me on my live events, and then we'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. But now, last but not least, who I am and what I do. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day, actually 2 times a day, to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually a mortgage loan advisor. I've been doing this for over 35 years. If you want to work with me and the bank that I work at, here's the cool thing is, the bank I work at provides me a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the unique thing, and here's what you're going to be interested in. When you're trying to find a mortgage, you're trying to find that right person that you click, and then you also want to find somebody that has the best rates and the lowest fees. So what you do is you call in and you get quotes from 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 different places. That's old. That's a way to do that. How about if you can do it today with one application, one credit pool to save you credit scores and all those solicitation calls, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders? Let's get over to it. So here's what I do. I work at a bank that actually provides me a federal license, like I said. But what our bank did, something pretty unique. It's what kind of a broker would do. So we've all come from the broker field here at the bank, and we're like, okay, how can we compare, or how can we do this and be able to provide our customers with multiple quotes? Well, they heeded our call. So what they did is they went out and got 30 different lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and mortgage companies that you guys typically reach out to get quotes. We set up with them to make sure that when you call us, we can actually shop all those for you. So we're going to compare your loan application to 30 different lenders. And most of these are companies you know of and you've probably reached out to. But the reason why you reach out to us, we can do this with one application, one credit pool, and we get better rates than you do if you go to these companies directly in most cases. So check us out. Right through here, our rate update. This is my website. You want to reach out to us to get some assistance. Right over my head is our 800 number, 844-775-5626 to reach out to us. And here's what we do. One application, we're going to get you in our system. We'll get you approved. We'll pull your credit. Then the hard work really comes out. Now we're going to try to work with you and for you to get the best rate over with over 30 different lenders we're associated with. So if you want to get involved with this to let us do all the heavy lifting for you, just go to therateupdate.com. There's a few different clicks I want you to do. If you're looking to buy, don't skip this right through here. This will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance programs. This program right through here, the cool thing about this is you don't have to pay it back. It's basically free money. So when you walk out of the closing, there's no lien on your property and you don't need to pay it back. And the good news there is when you go to refinance, as rates are coming down and down and down, some people are having a difficult time because let's say you got a down payment assistance loan and it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Well, now when you refinance, you can't just keep that out there. You have to include that into your refinance. Don't do that because it's going to add another $10,000, $20,000 on your loan. Check this program out because it's basically free money. No lien and no, you don't have to make any payments. If you're looking to refinance, go to our refinance tab. What this is telling you to tell me is what rate do you want to refinance? So you're like, Dan, when this rate gets to 6.25%, I want to refinance. So reach out to me. Let me know what the costs are, what my break-even point is. And if it all makes sense, we'll go ahead and get this done. So that's what we do for you right through here. So you're going to tell me what interest rate you want. But let's say you already got a rate quote. Well, I want you to upload your best quote. Make sure you call that lender and say, I want the best you can do because I'm getting one other quote. And if they beat you, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with them. So go to our loan estimate review tab, click it, and upload the best loan estimate you have. What we're going to do is we're going to run you through our system with over 30 different lenders. And I'm going to show you in a video live, show you what the pricing looks like, meaning interest rates. And can we get you better? Can we get you below rate, lower fees? And if we do both of those, I'm expecting to win you as a customer. So that's our report for today, folks. But I will be back for Stock Talk Tuesday today at 3 o'clock Eastern time. I am on East Coast time. So join us then. And then I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here soon. Bye-bye.